Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight, I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet. And the satellite streaming live online. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thanks for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, all the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and everybody that's helping, and the coronavirus effort. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, a special shout-out goes to all the roughnecks working the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the Northern Tundra, plus our Americans working in the oil industry all around the world. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and also on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now for hour number two is Kyle Warren, and hello again, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for a second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two great words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Eric is mentioning something, and I will get to that in a minute. But right now, and good morning, Eric, in the chat room. Right now, the bipartisan spirit out there between the Democrats and the Republicans is showing a bit of a strain. We just kind of talked about that with Nancy Pelosi as the Congress is weighing their next move to shore up the economy. Now, it looks like it's going to be a $2 trillion infrastructure package. Is that right?
That's what it looks like, yes.
And that's for the roads, the highways, the bridges. The president specifically mentioned, if you've come into New York lately and you come in through the tunnels, you'll know that there needs to be some things done.
Well, certainly. And this has been, I think, close to the president's heart for a very long time. I think even if you go back years and years before he was ever in politics, basically. But certainly, one of the things that we can begin to tackle is the infrastructure. The president tweeted that this particular legislation should be very big, very bold. He said $2 trillion will be focused solely on jobs and rebuilding the once great infrastructure of our country in phase four. And so hopefully that's sort of a warning, basically, that says we're not going to have a lot of pork and a lot of crazy stuff that would not be focused on jobs or other kinds of legislation that the Democrats would want to sort of try to put into this thing.
Now, we've got some great news coming from Italy. Right now, it looks like as if Italy is starting to flatten the curve, but we've got some bad news in the fact that people are getting very restless in Italy, and Italy right now is risking losing control of the people that have been sort of behaving themselves to some riot and looting that might be going on.
Well, exactly right, and this is one of the reasons why Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte is trying to come up with their own stimulus packages and jobs packages and these kinds of things, around about 30 billion euros or so, from what I understand, because of the huge hit that Italy has taken. You know, Captain, they've had over 10,000 deaths in Italy. And their fatality rate has been extraordinarily high. It's 11.75. I think it's the highest that we know of at this point. So this is something that, you know, you've had people hunkered down. They may have to hunker down at least till the middle of April, from what we understand. And then they got to start that task of rebuilding their economy. And you're right. Unrest and these kinds of things could be a byproduct of this.
Now, the other thing is the pandemic has not halted one thing, and it happens to be the border wall. They are still moving right along, building the border wall, and the president has made a statement, as well as the military and the contractors along the border, that they expect to have 450 miles of the border wall done by the end of the year.
Well, exactly. And so it's quite interesting, too, the dynamics that have come up even with Mexico, with the idea that people could come to Mexico and they would be, of course, concerned about coronavirus. So what an interesting sort of turnaround that we've seen here.
Well, we need to mention that there is a big convoy, once again, of people that started out in Guatemala that's headed towards Mexico. I don't know if they're going to let them into Mexico, if they're going to stop them there at the border physically or not, but they've come from Guatemala, they're headed into Honduras, and then from there it's just a hop, skip, and a jump over into Mexico. So I don't know what's going to happen, but they're on the move as we speak.
Well, right, and the coronavirus thing changes it completely, and
we can't let them in. Mexico can't let them in either, because Mexico's got coronavirus problems of their own.
Exactly right. And so we're not under any kind of normal circumstances anymore, and so we may see, hopefully we won't see any kind of militaristic or violent crackdown, but this is a major problem. Yeah.
Right. And folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, the Census Bureau, their workers go to work today. This is when the census taking starts right now, April the 1st, today.
That's right. That's exactly right. And I'm sure a lot of people, probably everybody so far, has gotten those things in the mail, how you can go online and do the census.
Well, if you don't fill them out, they're going to come to your door, and that's going to be the problem. The census workers are saying, hey, wait a minute here, we don't want to go door to door.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Hold that thought, and I don't blame them. I don't blame them. Hold that thought, Kyle. And folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to give you the phone number, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And my conversation with Kyle Warren will continue in just a second, but this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, spring and summer, right around the corner, we're just now getting into the summer-type weather. And if you remember the things you used to do before the pain that you've got stopped you, well, I do. I know it did for me. But think about this, because you can get out of pain with a product called Relief Factor. And getting out of pain is a good thing. Now, 100% drug-free Relief Factor, all natural, can be the answer to your back, your neck, your hip pain, any kind of pain due to aging, exercise, or even everyday living. Now, there's a 3-week quick start trial pack, call it that if you want, that you can try. It's only $19.95. And you can get it by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And check it out. There's a little tutorial there with a short video. Tells you all about what's in it, how it works. And then order the product, because 80% of the people that ordered, and I've been taking it now for 4 years as of today, 80% of the people that order it stay on it. Now, you can also call them at 800-500-8384, but you got to make sure you tell them you heard it on the Captain's America Third Watch or the Captain sent you. If you don't, they're going to charge you full price. But if you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, it's $19.95 to get started. So there you go. All right, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is back with us, and you've got some breaking news out of New York City. What is it?
That's right, Captain. A sad story coming out of New York City tonight from the Bronx at a place called Grand Concourse, or it's at 1560 Grand Concourse.
I know where that is.
Yeah, there was a fire in an apartment building. 4 women lost their lives. We understand one other person was injured. Fire broke out there around 8 p.m. It involved 2 different apartments. Officials believe the fire started in one of the apartments that were involved in this. And, of course, that's what we have at this hour. And a very sad story coming out of the Bronx tonight.
Well, you know, the thought occurs to me, that's an area up there that's an older area, and there's a possibility that because it's gotten colder, they might have gone back to plugging in a space heater or something like that. And, boy, you got to be so careful when that happens, electric or whatever it might happen to be, gas. You know, sometimes you light the gas in a space heater, and that creates a problem. But you got to be so careful with that. And it's going to get a little cooler down here tomorrow night, not tonight, but tomorrow night. It'll be in the upper 50s again down here in Florida before it goes back up into the 70s today and the 80s again tomorrow. So, you know, you gotta watch what you're doing and please be careful with these space heaters.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, the Marriott, anybody that stayed at a Marriott over the next over the past several months, pay attention. 5.2 million guests that stayed in Marriott hotels have had their data exposed by a hacker who hacked and got the information from the database at the Marriott hotels. 5.2 million people. That's a serious hack right there.
That is a serious hack. It's the second one for the Marriott in about the last 2 years or so.
Yeah.
And the information that was taken included contact details, loyalty account information, also birthdays, gender, and all these kinds of things that would be in their own database, and also passwords, payment card information. They were being told, this is from the Marriott, they're saying information such as account passwords, payment card information, and passport information were not part of the breach, they say. So that's some good news.
Yeah, absolutely. And Elon Musk, of course, he's the owner of Tesla, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. He's announced, and we knew this, that Tesla was going to make ventilators for the country, and they are, and they're doing it for free.
Isn't that something? That is really, again, stepping up, this it's a war effort. There's no doubt about it.
Well, he is a government-subsidized company. We know that, right?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So yeah. Maybe he's taking the advantage of the fact that he is a government-subsidized company, and he is, in fact, manufacturing ventilators. And by the way, as we talked about Mike Lindell earlier, 75% of his production has now gone to making the surgical face masks.
That's right, exactly. And hopefully, he said by the end of this week, he'd want to be around 50,000.
Yeah, he started out at 10,000, which is pretty good all by itself, but now he wants to be up to 50,000 per week. Now, the Dow has just suffered its sharpest quarterly plunge in over three decades, and it'll come back, and it's kind of spitting and sputtering around. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take a look at the futures right now just for the heck of it and see what's going on here. All right, everything's in the red right now. The futures are seriously in the red, not just partially, but seriously in the red. Maybe they'll come back. I don't know. But, you know, it's going to be up and down for a while based on whatever news they hear. And, again, the Dow hates uncertainty.
Well, that's precisely the case, and that's why, you know, with the 15 days to slow the spread, that would have one effect on investors. Now we have a 30 days to slow the spread, but you couple that, though, with the idea that we now have the emergency relief package on the way. People are expected to get their checks hopefully sooner than later, and that's what one of the things that the market will look at as we go through the next stimulus package and so forth. They act a different way.
And by the way, not everybody's going to get a check, and I'll tell you why, because of the fact that if you haven't filled out a tax return and you aren't in the system as being a part of the IRS fixture, if you will, you probably aren't going to get one of these checks, or you're going to have to fill out a special form to the IRS to be eligible.
That's right. If you hadn't done that, that's right. There are these different forms. I'm sure they're available online. IRS.gov, I'm sure, would have information about that.
Oh, by the way, there's two cruise ships, not one, two Holland America cruise ships that are trying to dock. The president is possibly going to intervene and allow the Holland America cruise ships to dock in Florida. Not necessarily let the people off the cruise vessels, even though one of the vessels has got people on board that came out of Port Everglades. That's where they originally came out of. But allow the vessels to dock there and then quarantine in place on board those ships until they can get off the ships safely and not infect a whole bunch of people in the area.
Exactly right. Exactly, yeah.
Now, the other thing is there's a brand new coronavirus test, a COVID-19 test that's been developed that delivers results in 5 minutes.
Yeah, this is this would be a real game changer. And also, I think they're working on...
testing it now.
Yeah, they're testing it now, exactly. But they're also, I've heard tell of this idea of the finger prick test, basically. I think that might be the antibody test, test and see if you have antibodies already for this.
All right, let's go to the phone line. I'm not sure, but I think I got Nelson up in Jasper on the line. Is that you, Nelson?
Hey, yes, you certainly do.
What's up?
You know, I was thinking about this. You were talking about the wall being built.
It
and
is.
Also the Italians and the problems that they're having. And one of the a problem there would seem to me this. Why don't we build those pipelines? That would put people to work like it's going out of style. And of course, that's private.
What pipelines? The ones in Europe?
No, the pipelines in the United States.
We're already building one of them, and we've got another one that there's permits are tied up.
Yes, and that's
a court challenge.
These permit challenges all right. Over the place.
Okay.
And so anyway, I would think that would be
all
a
right.
way to get jobs.
Okay, thank you, Nelson. And by the way, Kyle, one last thing. We're going to run out of time here. There's a brand new training now. We've heard about dogs, right? Guide dogs and all that stuff and bomb sniffing and et cetera, right?
Right.
They are now training dogs to be coronavirus sniffing dogs, and that's on the way sooner rather than later.
That's on the way sooner rather than later. They believe they could be ready in about 6 weeks. This has to do with a charity called Medical Detection Dogs.
You know where they're going to put them?
Where's that?
The airports, the cruise ship docks, and the train and bus stations.
Yes, well, exactly. I mean, because, again, some people may be asymptomatic,
yep.
kind of thing. But, you know, they've been able to get dogs to literally sniff out things like malaria, cancer,
sure.
and Parkinson's. I mean, so this is a real step forward, and our four-footed friends may be able to really help out in this case.
Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And thanks for sticking around, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
My pleasure.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. Another yeoman job by him. We covered a lot of ground tonight. A lot of stuff that you may or may not hear tomorrow on the radio and see on television, but this is the stuff you need to know about because it's all about what's going on. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Our first military and veterans news report coming up.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the White House coronavirus press briefing, President Trump said it's going to be tough for the next 2 weeks. He's urging Americans to commit to the continued social distancing to keep the high number of deaths down.
follow the guidelines for the next 30 days. It's a matter of life and death, frankly. It's a matter of life and death.
They said even with social distancing, 100,000 to 240,000 people may perish. Dr. Anthony Fauci is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
As sobering a number as that is, we should be prepared for it. Is it going to be that much? I hope not, and I think the more we push on the mitigation, the less likelihood it would be that number. But as being realistic, we need to prepare ourselves that that is a possibility.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, we are going to have Bo on tomorrow's show. Bo Browning will be back on tomorrow telling you about some things going on there. There is a critical shortage of aviation maintenance techs right now, and they are desperately needed with all these planes that are parked to get them back up in the air again. So that's something we'll be telling you about. But in the meantime, here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. They have one up in Massachusetts, Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, which is on the west side of Tampa Bay. I sit over here in Tampa, and directly across the bay from me is Clearwater, and that's where the second location is over on Omerton Road. Now, if you are interested in a great career with an opportunity to make a lot of money quickly. For example, if you want to work 40 hours a week, which it would be the least you would work, you can start out at about $60,000 a year as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, think about that for a minute. Do the math, you'll figure out how much that amounts to basically by the hour. And everybody gets to do and work at their own pace. The better you are at what you do, the more you know, the more you can work, the more money you can make. It's that simple as an aviation maintenance tech. So check them out online by going to the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call and ask to take the tour. Because while the students are not going to school just yet because of the fact that they're following the non-assembly rule and whatnot that's out there, and May 1st they'll be making another decision as to when the students will come back to school. But give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. They are there to do just that. They can have you come in and take the tour of their facility and see what they're all about and answer your questions, of course, on the telephone, too. So that's National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, or 800-659-2080. Now, the big news tonight, as far as the Navy is concerned, is the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt, which is floating around over there in the South Pacific with a couple of hundred sick sailors on board. Now, their crew stands at around 5,000, which probably includes a fair contingent of Marines on there, too. But because of the fact that the numbers are getting higher, now, these people are not deathly ill that we know of. There's no critical people that are sick, nothing like that. But they are people that are either tested positive or they, in fact, have come down with a COVID-19. And by the way, this is not just coronavirus. The proper name for this is COVID-19. The reason for that is because, unlike the flu, this is a virus, and it's the 19th different strain of the coronavirus, not flu, virus. And this one here, there'll be a number 20, probably, they're telling us, maybe in the fall, maybe next year. But this one here, they're working on a vaccine and all that sort of stuff. They're moving at lightning speed to get all that done, and hopefully they'll get it done sooner rather than later. Now, for the Marines that thought they were going to basic training at Parris Island, guess what? The Marine Recruit Depot at Parris Island, South Carolina, is halting. As of right now, the arrival of new recruits as COVID-19 continues to disrupt military planning and operations. That came from the Recruit Training Installation announced yesterday. And the Pentagon has ordered military bases and combatant commands to withhold any COVID-19 case numbers, citing operational security concerns. Also, a National Guard Army soldier, a captain in the Army National Guard, died over the weekend after contracting coronavirus, COVID-19, and being hospitalized on March the 21st. He died on the 30th, 9 days later. Now, a vast majority of student veterans are worrying that the ongoing coronavirus outbreak will hurt their chances of finishing their degree programs, according to a new survey from the Student Veterans of America. But that is not going to happen. It may delay their graduation because not being able to go to class. But guess what? You can take online classes and still be covered under the GI Bill. And if you don't know that, contact the VA Educational Department, and they will walk you through how to do that. In addition, the coalition in Iraq has announced that it sent aerial surveillance to help quell a prison riot at the Hazakah detention facility in Syria as ISIS fighters attempted a jailbreak, and some of them actually got out. Wonderful. Wonderful. Just what we don't need. Now, the number of troops hospitalized for COVID-19 apparently doubled over the weekend. And that's all we know. It went from 12 to 26. Also, the Pentagon has asked Congress to allow it to classify its future year defense program spending projections. And the Department of Defense's acting inspector general is going to lead the federal department, the federal government's overseeing the $2 trillion coronavirus relief package that was passed by Congress last week. The DOD's acting inspector general is going to be monitoring that. In addition, the Pentagon signed a $84 million deal with four different companies to manufacture ventilators. And as I told you, Tesla is one of the companies that's making them. They're doing it for free. They're not getting paid. They're doing it for free. They said they would do it for free. In the meantime, Raytheon, Ford, and GM are getting paid to make ventilators. And the response to the Army's COVID-19 volunteer recall has now topped 17,000. More than 17,000 people responded to the Army's call for medical personnel last week, service officials said, and human resources professionals are now sifting through those responses as they vet the volunteers to help with the coronavirus pandemic and plan on activating some of them and putting them right out into the mainstream wherever they need to be. Also, the U.S. Army garrison over in South Korea has stopped putting any COVID-19 related social media stories on their social media websites because apparently some of that was being taken and being spread around. And you know how things go when you take a story and you add to it. It always changes the definition or the meaning. Oh, by the way, a 450-person Navy medical unit has been put on prepare-to-deploy orders to ship out to Texas and New Orleans over the next several days to help aid in the COVID-19 relief efforts, according to the U.S. Northern Command. They announced that Monday. They'll be coming out of Norfolk to go over there. A lot of things going on, and we'll be back with our next Truckers Highway and Byway report. See if anything's changed since the last hour. Don't go anywhere. Denise Simon coming up in about 10 minutes, too. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country and around the world at the speed of the Internet and the satellites. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce. Hi, Mark Walters here from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and the Captain's America Third Watch continues to roll along the overnight hours, and we are going to get it going here in just a second, but the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Pilot and Flying J, always there for the truckers. And here we go.
Yeah.
a group called the Trogs, and that song is old as dirt, because that's another one that's from about 45 years ago now, and I found that in the oldies collection, and tonight is oldies night on the show after playing Tommy Shondell to begin with a song that was 43 years old, but just a little bit of nostalgia is there for the folks. And the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, of course, is always brought to you by your pilot or Flying J Truck Stop. So don't forget about stopping in there and having your free cup of coffee on the third watch. Just tell them that you've been listening to Captain's America Third Watch and get yourself a nice free cup of coffee. Very simple. Now, here we go. A little bit of a change in the weather. The storm that's up north is moving further to the east. I'll tell you that right now. Wintry start to April, starting out in the northwest of the northern plains of North South Dakota. And even Minnesota is going to get involved in this, it looks like. So you guys up there in Minnesota, pay attention. A Pacific storm system will spread snow and below normal temperatures into portions of the north and central plains. Lighter snow will continue in the northwest to unseasonably low elevations, down to 1,500 feet, while heavier snow will be possible across sections of eastern Wyoming and over into South Dakota, Rapid City, South Dakota, North Dakota, and this snow is moving to the east and could very well wind up in the western part of Minnesota before noontime today. Now, the heaviest snow is again going to be in the higher elevations. Right now, I-90, I-94, for sure, you're going to have snow. And in South Dakota, the western one-third, to include Rapid City, you're involved in the snow here. The northeastern part of Wyoming, you're involved in the snow. Montana has got a winter storm warning up right now. If you're traveling through I-90 or I-94, where the two roads meet there in the Crow Indian Reservation up there in Montana, you are going to be in a winter storm warning area all through there until you get out of there and move west almost to Idaho. 4th of July tonight, by the way, you've got snow up on top of 4th of July. Snow down into the northeastern corner of Idaho, that'd be up above Idaho Falls. And you've got snow in Washington State tonight, Snoqualmie to the east, and then from Snoqualmie straight south all the way down through the mountains of west of Washington State on the east side of I-5, and then to the west of Seattle in the higher elevation over towards Bremerton. You've got snow there tonight also. Winds elsewhere out west tonight, and some gusty winds in the eastern part of New Mexico and the southern part of Colorado. Other than that, it might be a little bit of rain mixed in out in front of the snow, but that rain is going to change as the temperatures drop in the eastern part of North Dakota. It will become snow, and it looks like western Minnesota, you might be getting some snow a little bit later. Now, the Highway Byway Report here is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Now, the Pilot and Flying J truck stops are not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Where you used to pull in to the self-service fuel and grab yourself a hot dog or a cup of coffee or a soda and a bag of chips and out the door you went because that's all they have. You pulled into one of the Pilot Travel Centers now. You could very easily find a McDonald's, an Arby's, a Wendy's, a full-service Dairy Queen with their full menu. It could be a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell. Could be a Chester's Chicken. But whatever, the food's going to be a whole lot different than what it used to be. And don't forget, at the Flying J's, the sit-down restaurants, the Denny's, the Huddle House, or the Moe's Southwest Grill, too. So stop on by your Pilot or Flying J and see what it's all about. And again, make sure you tell them the captain sent you because you're going to get a nice free hot cup of coffee. Join the Drivers Club, too, while you're there. You get points, and it's a pretty good little system the way they have it set up there. And you can also get the fuel card. You can have your company get the fuel card. And the more you buy, the cheaper it is. You get a discount on volume purchases. So there you go. All right. Joining us right now on the telephone line from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Hello. How are you?
Good morning.
We have an aircraft carrier that's got a problem called the Theodore Roosevelt, and that's because of the COVID-19 virus that's captured about 200 of the sailors on board the vessel. And the captain yesterday had sent out a letter. Now, I don't know how this got put out to the public, but the letter that he sent wound up getting published in the New York Times that he needed help from the Navy.
According to Secretary Esper, Secretary of Defense, they have not been diagnosed with COVID-19, but they are showing symptoms. And they have apparently taken some extreme measures, adding more medical personnel and flying in other types of, air quote, supplies.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that they have been diagnosed, because I don't think they've been tested, but the issue is obviously on all military vehicles, or in this case, aircraft carriers, submarines. The quarters are very tight. You can't keep a 6-foot distance.
No, you're right. Their bunk for quarters, for example, are pretty much on top of each other.
So I know that the Brits were expressing some issues with a couple of their submarines, because they've got some submarines that keep running around chasing Russian craft.
Yeah.
So, they haven't been diagnosed. So let's just put it that way. But they are showing symptoms.
Now, the other thing is the U.S. just hit a grim milestone. Today, 4,000, the death toll is over 4,000, as the White House task force yesterday predicted, anywhere from 100,000 to 240,000 people may die in this country. That's the worst case scenario.
That's if we do not follow the stay-at-home orders. If we let up on any of this, that is the prediction. Or the model is showing that. Fauci also said that's the worst case of the modeling. So, right now we've exceeded.
Well, and it's maintaining the distance, the safe distance, the 6 feet and all that sort of stuff, too. It's not just stay at home. Because some states still do not have that order, nor will they. By the way, Idaho, go up there and tell them to stay at home. They'll go, what are you talking about? But anyway, hold on. We're coming right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And we'll get into talking about what the president said about maybe a bad couple of weeks. But there's other things going on here, too. The census starts today. Are you ready?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.